Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Hi, I'm Beverly Bond. I am the founder and creator of Black Girls Rock.
Yes, Black Girls Rock, otherwise shortened to BGR Fest. It's going to be coming back to the Kennedy Center. We cover it every year now. I think you've joined us the last couple years. But yeah, it's February 29th through March 9th. So actually kind of a perfect transition from Black History Month to Women's History Month. Kind of perfect. But
Right on.
yeah, exactly. I want to get into the actual events first, but big picture for me first, how long has it been around? How the idea come about? That kind of thing.
We started well, actually, I was at the Kennedy Center for a before we started BGR Fest with Simone Eccleston. We were at the Kennedy Center for another hip hop event that they did, and they needed to curate a woman's portion of the event. And so I curated this incredible Black Girls Rock moment or show with Lauryn Hill, Mumu Fresh, who's D from DC, MC Light, oh my God, who was Belladonna, who's from DC, Jean Grey. So it was really Anna Tujoh, who's from I believe Columbia. And so it was really an amazing introduction to the Kennedy Center, and it was quite fascinating. So when Simone came in, I was there to DJ something, and she says, "Well, Bev, have you thought about expanding this festival? And if so, why don't you do it here?" And so that's what, it began 5 years ago now. And every year we have this incredible array of events and concerts, and sometimes we have the talks, and we've actually done our film festival even at the Kennedy Center. So we have a great relationship here, and we love DC.
Oh, absolutely. And we appreciate you bringing all the cool events. So without further ado, well, actually, real quick, so what year are we in now? Just to double check.
We are in our 5th year. This is our
Fifth year.
fifth year.
Okay. And that's fifth annual, like it didn't pause during COVID or anything. Like this is five in a row.
Well, yeah, because we did a online version. So, I mean,
Okay.
I think we could call it not fifth, but I think we call it 5 years because we did the whole time.
It counts. All right, cool. So we'll call it, yeah, virtual or not, whatever. It's still the fifth anniversary. All right, cool. I just want to make sure I had that right. All right, well, without further ado, let's go into the actual event. I'm gonna highlight these four that I see here. So don't feel like you have to run through them all. We'll keep them in, four separate succinct sound bites. So let's tackle them one at a time. All right, so the first one I see is Thursday, February 29th. Vibes and Vinyl Party and Jam Session. What's that about? And yeah, I think you're gonna be even spinning some.
Well, I'm a DJ, so
Yeah.
of course we have to bring that element to the table. And I got some of my really dope DJ friends as we're crossing it from Black History Month into Women's History Month. We have DJ Miss Her, who is DC's own. She's a fabulous DJ. We have DJ OP Miller, who is one of the dopest music DJs that I know. And then of course we have DJ Active, who is a superstar DJ. He DJs for everyone from Janet Jackson's regular tour DJ, but he also DJs for Nas, Kanye, you name it, he's done it. He's one of the best to ever do it. And then you have me, who, although I am, the founder of Black Girls Rock, I'll never stop being a DJ.
Of course, you have to. You have, I mean, that's where the passion comes from. You can't get rid of the roots of what caused you to start this thing to begin with.
Yeah, that's it. And then we decided, because we are all DJs who started on vinyl and started on records, with all the technology that's happening right now, people, are the there's all kinds of ways you can DJ now. And I respect everybody that comes to the game to bring their artistry. However, there is something to the craft and the art of spinning with records. So we want to bring vinyl into our sets. Now, we're not doing all vinyl, we're just bringing vinyl into our sets. And what's vibes and vinyl, that's what we're calling it. And
Gotcha,
we're
gotcha.
and I believe, and I think I can announce this now, it's a jam session too. So I believe we have DC's own Mumu Fresh joining us to rock out with us. So we're really excited about that.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. All right. Don't miss that on Thursday. It kicks off on this Thursday, February 29th. All right. All right. Then the second thing we should promote is called BGRFS After Dark. That'll be on this Saturday, March 2nd. What we got?
We got the lovely Elle Varner, who is an amazing artist, musician, writer. And she's just one of the, I feel she's a bit underrated because she does so much creatively. She's a musician and an artist through and through. And I'm so glad that we have her in this intimate setting where people can really vibe out with her. And then we have a new artist from Canada, Zeta, who's making a lot of noise and is also a great up and coming Who Rocks Next artist. And we're excited that we're able to premiere her in DC for BGR Fest.
Awesome. Awesome. And then on Thursday, March 7th, so we're moving into next week now, we have something called Black Men Rock, Bazaar Royale. We'll explain what that is.
Well, Bazaar Royale happens to be the love of my life, my husband. He's also a huge rock and soul, I would say, artist. He was signed to DMX for a number of years and Def Jam, and now he's an independent artist. But you know, Bazaar is just an incredible sight and an incredible artist to witness. I'm not just saying that because he's my husband. I'm saying that because he's dope and he's always been that way. And you know, he's got his own ghetto metal movement. And so I asked him if he would be our artist on the millennial stage, and he agreed to do it. And I'm excited for people to see my other half. He is amazing, and you know, it's going to be dope. And that one's going to be streamed live from the millennial stage. So if you can't actually be there in person, you can actually watch it online.
Awesome. Yes. And thanks for pointing that out. That will be at the Millennium Stage. The first two events we mentioned are Studio K, at the Kennedy Center. But the Black Men Rock Bazaar Royale, the Hubby will be at Millennium Stage, which is sort of out there, you know, in the lobby area where they do a bunch of free stuff all the time. But that's cool. You're live streaming it as well.
Free. Yeah. And that's the free show as well.
Absolutely. All right, cool. And then the final one we can talk about is also a Millennium Stage, in person and live streaming again on Saturday, March 9th. To close it out, Black Girls Rock, Nia DeNiro. Explain why Nia is so great.
Well, Nia's, we wanted to have, we always want to highlight what's new and next, and we want to make sure that our platforms for Black Girls Rock and our BGR Fest always wants to highlight artists that are coming up. And so we thought Nia would be a great addition to our Who Rocks Next stage for BGR Fest. And that's also a millennial stage show. It's also live stream. So if you can't make it in person, you can live stream, but it's also free. So you could, you know, come out and, you know, bring a friend. I think there is a registration. So look, let me not lie to the people and tell them if they just get there, they can automatically get in. But I do believe if you go to the Kennedy Center site, you can sign up so that you can get seating.
Great, great. I love that the Kennedy, as an aside, I love that the Kennedy Center is has expanded in recent years to include so much, you know, hip hop and spinning and like this. I feel like back in the day, years ago, it was just, you know, the quote unquote the high arts. But hip hop, I was talking to LL Cool J when he got his Kennedy Center, was it Kennedy Center honor? Yeah. And he was saying about, you know what, hip hop is a high art. I love that it's getting its due.
Yeah, I think so too. And I love what Simone is doing and the entire team at the Kennedy Center. And I'm on the hip hop council, so I'm excited about just being able to contribute, you know, from my lens. I like the team that they've gathered. I like the team that Simone is surrounded around this. And I think that there are a lot of people who are contributing to the expansion and creativity of the hip hop contributions to the Kennedy Center. And I think it's awesome, you know.
It really, really is. Well, I think the best way to sort of close it out here in our final minutes here is tease what's coming up in June, a way for our listeners to watch. Is it Lifetime Network? Your award show?
Yes. Yes, we just made an announcement after a 5-year hiatus. We are Black Girls Rock Awards, which aired on BET for 9 years. Is now coming back to television on a new network. We have a new partner, Lifetime, and we're also, we have a new city. We're bringing the entire Black Girls Rock experience and the award show to Atlanta, really backed by the mayor of Atlanta. And we're excited about this new chapter for our award show. This is actually the third chapter. We started it at Lincoln Center in New York, and then we went to BET in 2010, and now we are doing something to expand and elevate the brand even more. So we're really excited about it. We're excited to, people have missed it, and they are just, you know, the response is overwhelming, seeing how many people are, you know, excited about this show coming back. And for those that don't know Black Girls Rock, we honor, you know, young women who are like our Who Rocks Next talent that we're showing at Kennedy Center, for example. We do that on the show, but we also honor icons, we honor rock stars, we honor change agents. We have something called Mad Girls, and that's girls under 25 making a difference. So we try to give a holistic view of the accomplishments and the contributions of Black women and girls. And it's been a well-received show for many years, and now we're coming back and super excited about what we have in store.
Oh, that's great. Well, so everyone tune in, and it'll be in Atlanta, but they can watch it on Lifetime on June. What's the day? June what?
Well, the tape date is June 27th, and we have not released the air date yet, but we will soon. So it will.
Okay. You're holding it. You're holding the ceremony in June, and then we'll keep in it. Yeah. Stay tuned, everyone, to find out the day you can watch it. But first, in the meantime, come out to Black Girls Rock Fest, the BGR Fest. It'll be this Thursday, February 29th through March 9th, all over the Kennedy Center. So, hey, thanks for doing this.
Good. And thank you. And I just want to make it clear that we are doing this. This is a pop-up. So we're doing a series of events as opposed to the multi-day festival that we normally do. This is the Black Girls Rock, or BGR Fest pop-up.
Ah, so we're calling it a pop-up because it's a couple, like four pop-up events
it's
as
like
opposed
separated.
To...
Yeah. So there's something on Thursday, but not on Friday. There's something on Saturday, but not on Sunday. Then the following week, the 7th and the 9th.
Okay, cool. Thanks for clarifying. I'll make sure I kind of phrase it that way during the pieces. So,
okay.
All right, cool. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you.